Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of a Lucid Life podcast with me, your host, Patrick. So right now I'm recording this on 9:24 at 8:08 p.m. You guys will be getting this tomorrow on 9/25/2022, which is the anniversary of when I got my second pit bull slash bully, Enzo. So I'm working with the Lucid Hive for this episode. I was asked to do a post for them this month, and so I chose this date to honor Zozo in that regard. And today we're going to be going back and doing another episode of Patrick's Lucid Adventures, so going back in time to my early, early days and kind of just going back chronologically into all the lucid dreams that I've had up to this point that I've recorded. So this is part two of that. And before we really get into that, I just want to make a quick announcement for everybody that does listen to this. And once again, I'm so appreciative and so blown away by the fact that I have anybody fucking listening to me. Being this dude that came from a meth addiction and was in and out of jail to have people all over the world, in different countries from all across the globe, listening to this little thing that I do is fucking awesome. And I would love to hear from some of you guys. So if anybody out there has any lucid dreams that they want to share with me, or if they are lucid dreamers or astral projectionists and they have an interest in actually discussing some of this stuff, I want to hear from you. So if you have any dreams or any astral adventures that you've had that you want to share with the audience of this podcast, you are more than welcome to. You can send me a voice memo or an email and I'll read it at alucidlifepodcast@gmail.com. And again, if anybody wants to actually hop on this thing with me, that's a listener that's also experiencing these things, I would love to hear from you. So once again, you can reach me at alucidlifepodcast@gmail.com. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and dive into the first lucid part of this episode. And this one was actually a breakthrough for me. The title of it is just literally Lucid X3. And the reasoning for that is because this is the first time in my history that I'd ever had multiple... Well, I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and reread or re-listen to the last episode, but... I may have had multiple lucids before this, but this is the first time I ever had three in one night. So here we go. After not writing anything down for numerous weeks, I just had a record three lucid dreams in a row, all quick but exciting nonetheless. The first one, I was in like a marriage counseling session with my blonde wife. It went from that to being in an elevator going down. At that point, I don't remember how, but I realized I was dreaming. The world got clearer and clearer and clearer, and I woke up before I was able to get to the ground floor. I had a second one right after that, but I don't remember anything right now, but I know I had one. And the no part of that is really accentualized. So, don't remember what it was, but I guess we're just going to believe my past self because I was pretty fucking honest. And then I had the third one, and I was with mom in the Nissan Altima, only it was more like a Jeep. One of those roofless, doorless ones. We were over by the duck pond at Glenview, only it was more like a wilderness. I saw a grizzly bear across the lake that looked massive, like Sly Cooper status. So anybody that doesn't know what this is, Sly Cooper was a video game for the PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3, which was essentially like this raccoon that was a master thief. And in the second game of that series, there's a couple of levels that you go to where you're in like a frozen tundra type thing, and there's like just this huge fucking ungodly big grizzly bear that's in the level that chases you and you can interact with it. So, looked massive, like Sly Cooper status. Then I started seeing other animals, and they were all way bigger than they should have been. I said, F this, we're not staying around here. Turned the car around and saw, I believe, a giraffe, brown, transform into one of those things from War of the Worlds, only it still looked somewhat like an animal. I started to recognize it. I began talking to myself, trying to remember what the movie was called, but all I could do was yell at it, saying, you're from the movie with Tom Cruise. I know you. I know this is a dream. The scene changes, and I think I may have been going down another elevator, but I knew this was still a lucid dream. As I got to the bottom, I yelled, show me something I need to see. There was this giant movie screen that had started playing something that looked like a Toy Story movie. And so when I say giant, like what I remember about this thing is like picture a IMAX movie screen, but like tenfold. Like, it was just ungodly huge. And it was playing something that looked like the Toy Story movie. I ignored it, and then something that I ignored it and yelled, "Show me my subconscious," or "Let me talk to my subconscious." And so again, if you go back to the previous episode, I was like on this whole bender of trying to talk to my subconscious and speak to my subconscious. One of those two. I yelled at it twice because the movie was so loud I barely heard myself, so I wasn't sure if anything else could hear me either. But as I finished the second yell, I turned around and saw Larry King standing behind me. I asked, "Are you my subconscious?" He looked at me and then pointed to my right. I looked over and saw my Uncle Jerry around a group of people wearing a wizard hat like Merlin. I started walking over there, but woke up before I got to him. Only I believe I had one of those soft wake-ups, so like false awakenings is what I was describing, because I woke up, but not in my bed. It was somewhere else, but I still recalled the three dreams, went on Facebook and shared about it, and even had begun to write them down when I actually woke up now. So yeah, that was the first time I'd ever had that many lucid dreams in one night before. That was pretty cool. And that one was actually on 4/25/2012. And this one is on 6/6/2012. And this one is titled Back Again. Had another lucid dream. I had multiple dreams before I became lucid, one involving being at a gym playing basketball. This girl from high school appeared and wanted her picture taken, but she wanted to be carried and didn't want me in the picture. I'd held her up, but for some reason my legs were literally too weak. She wasn't heavy by any means, it was just my legs weren't strong enough. Todd was there crying because he fought someone, and Todd was this dude that I knew who was super religious, and so fighting wasn't really his thing. He wasn't into that. Later, in a different dream, I'd relapsed on shit, and shit, for those that don't know, is methamphetamine, with my sponsor of all people. We were in someone else's garage at the time, and I remember that. I remember that dream. I remember the cops were actually rolling up on the garage when I woke up. In another dream, I was with Elisa. I got her a sack of coke, and we were kicking it in someone's house. Finally, I was in some kind of warehouse for either the military or the police, because there were all kinds of weapons. There was all kinds of weapons training exercises going on. At one point, numerous smoke grenades got set off, and the entire facility was drowning in this intense smoke. To escape, me and two others, possibly Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, had to escape through some kind of elevator that took you way above the building. While there wasn't any doors that shut or anything, it was an open elevator for some reason, and I was on the outside hanging on. Well, once we got past the roof and kept rising, I realized we must have been in NYC. The city looked incredible. We were what seemed like miles above the buildings, and I began to think to myself how weird it was that I was holding onto this elevator from outside, but also that the elevator went further up and out of the entire building. Then I realized I must be dreaming. And I remember, I can still see this visual in my head of literally staring down at this city like a mile up, kind of just like floating there. Once I realized I was dreaming, because I let go of the elevator. And I can remember looking down and seeing the Statue of Liberty, and I remember seeing like boats on the river and like all this traffic and people moving, and like the clarity of it was just so intense and vivid. And then I shut my eyes and I reopened them, and I was now inches above the ocean, floating in the air right along a beach in what I'm thinking was Miami. I knew then I had done it. I tried doing the DBZ style launched into the air kind of flying, which worked, but I didn't go as fast as I'd hoped. I would get momentary boosts of speed by tightening my muscles, but I couldn't sustain it. I flew around for a little and woke up happy it happened again. So yeah, and you can kind of see the progression of like learning how to fly was such a such a difficult task, man, because there's everybody says like do the Superman style or do this or do that, and I couldn't really figure out how the concept of like just jumping in the air and then going and then figuring out how to go left or go right or how to go faster or go slow down, you know? So rereading these and seeing this is pretty cool, because it's like, oh yeah, there was such a learning curve that was involved in actually being able to do some of the things that now I kind of just can sort of do without really thinking about it too much. And this one is 4 days later on June 10th, 2012. It's called Wolf. And this was apparently my 20th lucid dream. I was out in Lake Yosemite in some area like that, backpacking or camping. We had actually been hiking, myself, dad, and a large group of people. Towards the end of the hike, I fall behind the group. Right now, I was in an area that reminded me more of Arizona than anything. There was something off in the distance beyond this canyon. Some kind of animal, a wolf-like creature. There was only one way around the canyon, but it was making its way to me very fast, which scared me. I had been trying to repack my supplies in a hurry to catch back up with the group for safety. I jumped down the ledge and was back with the group. That creature was gone. My heart was pounding, and we were now in a more forest-like area with cabins and a grass plain in the middle and hills and grass. We all sat at these tables from elementary school style to eat. At some point here, I realized I had been dreaming, but I didn't fully come to. I was waiting for full clarity. I was semi-lucid, aware I was dreaming, but not in total control. I even had a conversation with Dad while playing first Dominoes the Cards about how I was lucid, but not fully lucid. I was waiting for the creature to show up again so I could call it out and take full control. Finally, another wolf appeared up on these hills and started running towards us. I hopped up on the table and started heading towards it as I shouted, "This is a dream. I know this is a dream." The clarity intensified, but not like how it normally did. So the wolf veered off to my right, running away. I yelled out, "Clarity now, more clarity now." It only worked to a degree. The wolf jumped and started flying in a way, escaping. I yelled, "Stop," a few times, expecting it to freeze, which it didn't. All the commands it did and all the yelling I did, I didn't fully believe what I was saying, I don't think, which is why I didn't get the results that I was looking for. When the wolf didn't freeze, I decided to go after it. I jumped high and was now high in the air with it, but I had no control. I had no control in lowering myself or really stopping my ascent. My eyes opened up at that point, and I did a reality check once awake. And that, again, is kind of showing how much of a learning curve there was in terms of being able to learn how to fly and all that stuff. And this one was on June 11th, 2012, and it is titled, "Are You My Subconscious?" I was in some kind of hotel, I think on one of the top floors. I at some point saw my hands, and that intention came to mind. Tonight when I dream, I will see my hands and I'll know that I'm dreaming. Totally worked. And that was something that Robert Wagner in his book, Gateway to the Inner Self, Lucid Dreaming, Gateway to the Inner Self, talked about is doing that method. So that's where that comes in. That actually came into my head through other dreams as well, but this was the only I recognized what it meant. So basically what he talks about is you literally, when you're in bed, you stare at your hands and you just say that over and over and over and over again. Tonight in my dreams, I will see my hands and realize that I'm dreaming. And you repeat it to such an extent that you you basically get so tired and you fall asleep. But that intention repeats in your dreams and you're supposed to recognize it. And so this was the first time I think that I'd ever done it. And in some of the dreams that I had prior to this that night, those words came to my mind, but I didn't actually recognize it for what it was until this one. So totally worked. That actually came into my head through other dreams as well, but this was the only one that I recognized what it meant. I said it out loud and everything became clear. I had been surrounded by a large group of people, I think at a dinner party. I yelled out, "I want to speak to my subconscious." So I don't think it spoke to me this time. So I had a short conversation with the dream individuals, which I have in quotation marks because I don't really like the whole dream characters notion. One random person and Justin Timberlake. I asked them individually, "What do you represent?" I know they both gave me different responses, but I can't remember what. The dream got hazy a few times, so I focused on my hands each time it did and said, "More clarity now." It would work. I think I just need to remember to stay calm when the dream becomes unstable. I always get into a panic, and I'm not sure that helps in the long run. I started to fall back and drop down to the lobby. I literally just fell back and fell through all the floors to the lobby. I think one of the dream individuals may have insulted me or said something I took offense to, because I remember being angry once I stopped falling and collected myself. I wanted to go back where I was, so I got ready to fly back up, but before I did, Haley was there, and she basically hopped on my back and piggybacked for some reason for the ride. She was light as a feather. I jumped up and started flying. We were now in the elevator shaft and just flying up it. I at some point had trouble steering myself and began flying through the building until we stopped flying. There were certain points where I decided that the only way that I could keep flying, because I was losing my ability to, was to do a Kamehameha. So there was a few times where I would keep the progress going by doing a Kamehameha with Haley on my back. I kept piggybacking her, and I think I eventually lost my lucidity and became part of the dream again, but lots of progress. So in that one, more growth in terms of being able to try to do different methods of becoming lucid, in terms of continuing the progress of trying to speak to my subconscious, and in adjusting to things when I wasn't able to fly. So a lot of growth in that one I'm pretty happy about. And as it turns out, that will actually be the last one for this short little episode of Patrick's Lucid Adventures of a Lucid Life podcast, because the dream journal that I was just reading from ended. There were no more lucid dreams in that particular journal. So the next time that we do Patrick's Lucid Adventures, it will be going into dream journal number 2, which, if I remember right, is where things start really getting super spicy and interesting in terms of a lot of the experiences I had. A lot of breakthroughs in that one. So I will plan to do another one of these actually very soon, probably in October, more than likely. So stay tuned for that. And again, to any people that are listening that would like to be a part of this thing, whether that's just sharing your own personal experiences via email or voice memo app, feel free to email me at elusivelifepodcast@gmail.com. And anybody that wants to come on that has experience in these topics that I've discussed so far, please feel free, all right? But once again, thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate the support and the people out there that are interested in this shit. Feels really good. So I hope you guys enjoy this one, and I will see you guys again soon.